Then it hit pop, DE365. You know who it is. It's your boy, FIFO, 24/7 hero, Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And we are back. Today we're doing Peasy Ghetto. Ken, we start with the ratings. And the features, he got a lot of interesting features, Ken. Mm-hmm. We got Key Glock, Baby Tron, Cash Kid again. We got my guy Larry June. We got Money Man, and we got Babyface Ray. We got Skilla Baby, Ghetto Baby Boom, RMC Mike, and Ty Dolla Sign. How you feeling?
I actually enjoy the features. I'll go with a B minus.
I'm going with a B. I really like the features as well. Key Glock is that nigga, bro. Hey, you know, we got to jump into another Key Glock project. And Larry, I like Larry June on Fashion Week. Babyface Ray did his thing. So yeah, I'm at a B with the features. What about the production?
I like the production too. I'm at a B.
I'm at a B as well. What about the rapping singing?
I'm at a B. I like the rapping.
Me too.
I like it, bro.
Me too. And then what about overall?
I'm at a B.
I'm at a B too. I think this is a very solid project, very recommendable. Mm-hmm. What's interesting, Ken, is that we started off in Cali. Mm-hmm. And we were there for a couple of projects. And I know he's from Detroit, but PZ was featured on some of those joints in Cali. So was Cash Kid. So was Baby Tron. So was Babyface Ray.
Yeah, keep popping up, bro.
They keep popping up. And I would have to assume that Peasy's relatively young. I think he's probably like mid-20s. And I'm just solely guessing. I'm not 100% sure. I'm solely guessing. But I fuck with Peasy. I've never heard of Peasy Project. Obviously, you know, he's been littered throughout features on this run that we've been on so far. But I fuck with Peasy. Especially like when I cut it on and I saw the features and I heard the production, I'm like, yo, okay. Like I'm fucking with Peasy.
Yeah, I do too. And the funny thing is when I looked at the features, and I was like, Cash Kid, Baby Tron. Remember, I had just been listening to all the other shit. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, more bullshit. And Peasy and Ken Carson are the two I got confused. Remember when I said I thought I liked Ken Carson?
Yeah.
Because it was actually Peasy. So that was, if you listen to the Ken Carson review, you'll hear me say that. That's where that mix-up came in. Mm-hmm. But then after this kept playing, I'm like, wait a minute. This motherfucker rapping. Hold on. This ain't the same shit. So I'm like, this is different. And he's part of that new thing that's new. It's been going on for a minute. But yeah, this Detroit whole movement that's going on. It was on the grind. I think he went to jail for a minute. And then right when he was building, but came back out. What I like about this project is the diversity. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, you got Key Glock. You got Babyface Ray. I mean, Babyface. Mm-hmm. Oh, Baby Tron. You know, Babyface Ray, yeah, Baby Tron. Then you go get Larry June.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've been up on Money Man. Have you heard of Money Man?
Yeah, I've heard
from
of
Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't even say I like Money Man, bro. But whenever Money Man drops something, I listen to it. Because I'm just following what's going on with him. But he's stuck. Money Man is in this weird spot where he's a known unknown. Well, so when I saw Money Man on here, I'm like, okay, maybe Money Man is getting out here a little bit more. So I thought that was interesting, especially a pairing with Larry June. Mm-hmm. So you got Detroit, Atlanta, and what, Cali? Mm-hmm. Bro, like, what in the world is going on? That's a odd pairing. But yeah, man, I don't know. There's something grimy about it. There's something dark about it. Mm-hmm. I think all the features were good. And then I just like the way Peasy's rapping on here.
Yeah, and his voice. I like his tonality. You know, his content isn't, you know, not going to knock your socks off, but again, you know, relatable, money, cash holes, street shit. So it's cool. It is what it is. But I like the production. I think that's the thing that really drew me in the most. And then it was how he sounds. And then the features mm-hmm. came to do what they came to do. You know, I think my favorite feature, it wasn't Larry June. It was actually Key Glock. Key Glock was my favorite feature on here. I don't disagree. I don't think that this is something, at least for me, I don't have much to say on this project. Outside that I like it. I do recommend it. It's a solid listen. But he didn't necessarily wow me, but it's like I could bump this in the whip.
Yeah. Like a real standout track for me is, which is because of the sample, is Blessed.
Mm-hmm.
You sampling that gospel song. That every time that comes on, I think that's crazy. That's wild as hell. But no, I'm with you. Like PZ is one of those rappers that I would just listen to.
Yeah.
You know, it won't be anybody that I would like, oh man, you should check out PZ. Not that he's not recommendable, but it's just like, I don't know if, well, I mean, I'm kind of saying he is a recommendable, but you know, but nevertheless, I think there are just some rappers that you personally listen to
mm-hmm.
for yourself and not for anything else or anybody else to mm-hmm. recommend to somebody. Another one is Rich Freak. I like the sample on that one as well with Skiller Baby. But yeah, PZ is something that I would listen to. But if I'm having a conversation with somebody and the name pop up, it's like, oh yeah, I know PZ. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be listening to such mm-hmm. and such. So yeah, he's one of those kind of rappers.
100%. Yeah. You add to the gumbo if somebody says, hey, I like this ingredient. Bet.
Yeah, I've been checking out PZ. Kind of like I just did with Money Man. I'll never tell anybody about Money Man.
Yeah.
You know, but Money Man came up in this. I was like, yeah, I've been listening to Money Man. You know, I don't know why I feel about him, but I've been listening to him. Just keep
yeah.
Same thing, bro. Yeah.
How'd you feel about Larry?
I don't even remember Larry, bro.
Damn.
I do like that track, though.
Yeah. No, Larry that sample, fine. People have rapped over that,
yeah.
You know, a lot. But no, I felt Larry was also another standout feature for me because I felt like when you heard him versus the other two, it's like, oh, this feel like a Larry June track.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
Like it fits more his lane than what the rest of the project is. But it is what it is, you know.
Mm.
Hey, look, I think we're recommending PZ. The Ghetto. And Ken, this joint was 16 songs, 46 minutes, a little bit on the longer side, but it didn't feel that long. It's a good listen. It's definitely a good listen. You know what it is, man? Another day, another review. We'll be back tomorrow. Yeah. Peace.
Peace.